One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by HelloFresh. More on that later. Let's get into the dew.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here at Studio Night Pants doing it with Night Pants Nation. What's up, y'all? I'm Ryan Sickler. Very excited to be here with you this week. RyanSickler.com is the website. Make sure you sign up for my email list there. And make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. YouTube.com/RSickler. You'll get video there every Tuesday of all the episodes. And now we're including time codes in the list too. So you can go down and see like one of your favorite stories. You can go right to the time code for it. Try and make things easy for everybody. And also I want to make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. Subscribe. I want to hear your stories. We got it rolling now. A few episodes in, it's been a lot of fun. I want to know your story. What's your story? Subscribe. And, there's a link at the end of this episode. You can go right to that. Obviously, everything on RyanSickler.com and TheHoneydewPodcast.com, and submit your story to one email only. Everybody keep, hiya, just HoneydewPodcast@gmail.com. That's where you submit your story. We'll go through it and hopefully get you guys on. You can do an episode with us. Make sure you sign up over there, too, for the Facebook fan page, all that stuff. And I have to just thank, I mean, it's ridiculous. You guys are the best fucking fans. The support for Night Pants Nation is ridiculous. They had, they told me that the manufacturer ran out of that pattern in two sizes because they were not expecting that big of a sale. So they're all coming, you guys. And you know we record these at different times. So night shorts, I don't know when this one's going to go up, but they're either coming or they're here. So always check HoneydewPodcast.com and you'll see all the merch there. RyanSickler.com, all that shit. As I say every week, too, we record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. So if you're looking for lessons, especially online lessons, this is the spot. Go to SantaMonicaMusic.com. Use the code Honeydew, and they'll waive the registration fee, and they'll give you a free lesson when you sign up for a package. As you know, I like to highlight the lowlights. And over here, we like to hear the stories behind the storytellers. And today's guest is no stranger to the Dew, and it's a pleasure to have him back here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Josh Potter, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Good to have
Four-time
you back.
Four-time Honeydew champ.
I'm going to say this again. You're my first video episode ever.
That's like, crazy.
At YMH, Crab Feast was all audio, but you're my first YMH video and ever. So
what
I appreciate
a nice low visual bar to set.
Isn't it? I felt like it was up from there.
Everyone else is prettier from there on out.
Dude, thank you for being back. Thank you for coming to the new studio.
Oh, thanks for having me. It looks great.
Thank you, man. Go ahead, plug it up. I know there's no shows. Well,
yeah, I got shows in September and November. They're on my Twitter @J_Potter on Twitter. If they still happen, those are on sale. But in the meantime, you can watch me play fake football on Twitch, twitch.tv/Josh_Potter. It's how I'm making a living right now. Fake owning the Buffalo Bills. It's a bright future if my reality becomes true. But yeah, that's how I'm doing it. And Cameo also, cameo.com slash @Josh_Potter if you want to take part in my adult sex work. That's my life now. That's how I'm making a living, is shoulder hair porn and video games.
Shoulder hair porn.
Yeah. My family's proud. Everyone's so proud of me and what I've become in the quarantine.
Well, that's what we were just talking about before. Like, our grandparents went through a Great Depression, you know, all that. And what they must have been doing during, like, I don't know. In my mind, they're shoveling coal. And who knows what the
my
fuck.
My grandma used to save, like, as PTSD, like, when she was old, she would save rubber bands. She'd be like, you never know. And I'm like, what do you do with a fucking rubber band?
Took down 9 Nazis with one of these motherfucking rubber
she'd
bands.
Have tissues in her pocket she'd take out and be like, this is from 97 and still use. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, I can't even imagine. Now he's looking down on heaven on me and just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm
this
saying?
This is my lineage.
This is my fucking grandson. Sometimes I wish he was still alive so I could see what he would have to not only say about the world, but like what I've done with my life.
You're like, listen, man, you're a real, you would have never made it back then. I'll be honest, I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have either.
I wouldn't have.
He was in World War II. He was a firefighter. He was an electrician. And here I am doing shoulder hair porn on camera.
And tit cups.
And tit cups and fucking.
Wait, say his resume again. And then say yours.
He was a. He fixed airplanes in World War II. He's a firefighter, an electrician.
Listen, all shit that can kill you immediately.
And you have to have like a skill set, a vast skill set. This guy's fixing airplanes. He's got wrenches and shit. I'm like, hey, everyone, you know?
Oh,
you want to rub your dick in my shoulder hair? $50. He's
oh
just
God.
Looking down. And dude, there's so many moments I've recently thought about him, like looking down. Like recently I had my room clean. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it.
And you know, that was hell in itself, obviously. Just going through that and like facing that and knowing that hundreds of thousands of people are
say
gonna
hell
see.
In a cell?
Well, it could have been. That's a better word for it. I said hell in itself, but Christina and Tom were nice enough to buy me like furniture to put in my room, and I got one of the dressers, and you know, now they expect everyone to...
so nice. It is
so ridiculous. So I nice. Can't thank them enough. I mean, they're like, they're turning me into a human being, which is more than my family's ever done for me. So
your grandfather's like, at least thank God for those two.
Well, and then so the fucking dresser comes, right, and it's in a, you know, a flat box, and they expect everyone to be a goddamn construction worker now. You're a fucking architect, and you got to build. I wish the furniture just came, and then you just put it in, like the old
days.
Well,
you can do that. You got to pay extra for
it. I'll pay whatever.
Somebody will put it together.
In this case, it was gifted.
Guys like your grandfather.
Yeah, exactly.
Are putting it together and delivering it.
I opened it up, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, I don't know how to fucking do this shit. So my friend, who's a comic and also an adult film actress, Kate Kennedy, she came over and like, basically put my dresser together for me.
She did that for you?
Yeah, because she loves that shit. She's like, didn't you ever play with Legos?
I was
and stuff?
About to say, it's adult Legos.
Never fucked with. I mean, when Kate. I fucked with Legos, I would put them all in one bin and I'd build what I want.
I
wouldn't follow the directions. Yeah. So when I see a directions, I shut down. So she built the, I mean, like, and so I'm thinking my grandpa's up there's like, you gotta have a fucking woman come over and
got
build
a goddamn
your
woman coming over
dresser.
Building your dress for you, piece of shit.
And I'm like, so I'm sitting there going like, I'm progressive.
You're just over there sitting watching her with titty cups.
I'll be over here doing my cameo. I got a few cameos. I got a couple customs I gotta put out there. But yeah, it's fucking. So I'm like,
I haven't been on one firefight. You know what I mean? I haven't been on just one call. You know, he's going on a bunch of them, and then going and fucking with shit that could electrocute him immediately.
He's starting fires. He's putting them out. Yeah,
I'm pulling over when they come by. Like, ooh,
oh my god! When I hear a siren, I get scared. I'm like, what's? I hear a siren in the distance. I'm like, ooh, that's scary.
Two generations later, what pussies we are!
Oh my god, dude, it's so wild. I mean, I've had it too, where like back when I drove. I remember, like, I'd get a flat tire, and I'd have to call AAA. And, like, I remember one time, like, a real petite, like, cheerleader girl, like, was the AAA person. And I was like, do you need help? And she's like, no. You know what I mean? This is what and I felt so weird. And, again, I could feel his beaming down on me from heaven, shaking his head at me. his friends are giving him shit, like, what a fucking pussy your grandson is, you know? Like, he's up there like, he was such like a man. It's so weird that I'm like only one generation removed from him, you know? Like, I remember my grandma, she had, I'm more like my grandma than my grandpa, obviously. She would have like night terrors and like mental health problems, you know? She'd be like, in the middle of the night, she used to just start screaming or like yelling. It's like terrifying to hear. Yeah, she would, or she would just start talking loudly. She'd be like, oh, I was at the store. And then you're like, oh my God. And there would be like times when I'd have to like babysit her because she'd have her surgeries.
Meanwhile,
or whatever.
He's been through wars and fires.
Dude, he is not. I remember one time.
He's so asleep. He ain't saying shit.
Not affected.
She's worried about the grocery store. Like,
I have so buttons on ice cream. She's yelling.
He's,
or she'd
bombs
scream.
On Nazis.
She'd scream, dude. She'd be like, like so loud. And he'd just be like, there was one time I was babysitting her because like, because he doesn't wake up, he doesn't even affect it, right? So he couldn't like watch her when she had a surgery. She like broke her wrist or something, and I remember she had to like sleep a certain way, so my parents like set up a cot and made me like monitor her at night, and I'd be like laying there dead asleep, and she'd be like, and I'd be like, oh, I'd freak out.
That would be terrifying. I,
like, up, like, immediately. Yeah. And then I'd hear my grandpa from the other room go, Rita, shut up! And she would just wake up then and go back to sleep, but he'd be unfazed.
Rita, shut up!
Like, it's nothing. Like, it's fucking... like, the alarm clock went off or something, and he hit the snooze.
Dude's probably seen Hitler in person, and she's fucking screaming in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember we went camping one time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm blazing through my list.
Wait, you went with your grandfather?
Well, we all used to go to my Aunt Jean's cottage.
Where
it was, like,
that?
Up in the Allegheny Mountains somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, because we didn't go after I was a little kid any longer. But, you know, it had a creek, and it had, like, you know, a big cottage and yard and stuff, and the whole family would go, like, dozens of us.
Okay, so, like, aunts, uncles, cousins,
everybody's
all at the
gone.
Same time.
Yeah. And I lived with my grandparents, like, my whole life. Like, they lived in the upstairs apartment, we lived in the downstairs apartment, so they...
And he's your dad
were
or
very
mom's
close,
parents?
Mom's parents. Okay. And so, you know, we're camping, we're going, I'm getting firewood for the fire, you know, and the sun's setting. And there's this, like, it's like a cylinder sticking out of the ground. It's red, and it's got a little, like, metal top on it. And I'm a kid or whatever. I just go and, like, jump on it because it's, like, sitting there. And you know how, like, you're a kid, you jump on a curb or you jump on something. There was no rhyme or reason why I did it. But I jump on it, and I fall in. The thing.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's like a lid, and it tilts like this, and I fall in, and it's a well.
You felt like Baby Josh.
Like Baby Josh.
Baby Josh. Yeah. Are you serious?
But I was eight, so like I didn't fall very far, but I felt, you know, 10 feet down or something like that.
That's a far fall for it's a basketball rim.
Well, I got wedged in it. Yeah. It wasn't the bottom of it, and there was no wall. Thankfully, it wasn't
So hold
full.
On. You fell in this thing, and you're wedged in, and you can see above you?
Yeah,
or
and the thing
the
closed.
Thing closed. Oh, fuck!
And it was like, I'm screaming.
Are you by yourself?
No, thankfully, my sister saw me fall into it. So she runs and goes and gets my grandpa, who's like down at the creek or whatever. And I didn't know what it was I fell into. And like there was no water in it. And it got like narrower as it went down. So I got kind of like stuck. And then my grandpa just opens the lid and he's like, what are you walking on this thing for? The first thing he says to me is like,
not, are you okay?
It's like, then he said something. He's like, I guess the lid wasn't locked. And I was, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, I don't know what. And he's like, he starts just lowering a rope down and I just grab it and he's like, well, and I'm like, oh, what? And I thought he was going to pull me out. And he's like, he's like start climbing. Yeah. He's like, start pulling yourself out.
And that a microcosm for life,
helping,
right there.
Yeah, and he's helping me.
I'm gonna give
me,
you
but,
some help, but help your goddamn self.
He's helping me, but he's like, you got to pull yourself out here a little bit. I can't pull you up 10 feet. I'm a fucking old man.
Oh my god, you fell in a fucking well,
yeah, dude. It was scary. And then like I got out of it, and I was just kind of like, I was only down there for a few minutes, and you know, I had to wait for my grandpa to go get the rope from his truck. That was probably the longest part.
He probably walked and smoked a cigarette and everything. He's like, listen, I've been in a tight spot.
He's
got a couple
rush.
Hours.
Yeah, he didn't rush. He's like looking for the right rope. I don't want to waste this rope on him right now. What if it gets wet? What if I lose it down there?
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was a fucking man, that's for sure. Just a totally removed from... He used to just sit on the porch and whistle. You know,
like to himself.
Yeah, just whistle, just like aimlessly, just stare into the space.
I'm telling you, it's where I'm headed. It's all I want. I don't care about the size of the house. I'd rather have more land than a big house.
Yeah,
I'm fine in a regular size house. I just want to be left the fuck alone.
How many hours even can, or minutes even, can you sit on a porch just whistling without looking at your phone?
That's the thing that your grandfather's up there looking at us right now. Like, God. Look at these fucking assholes.
I remember he had to get a cell phone at the tail end. I forget what, just to, for whatever reason. And he'd never turn, he wouldn't have it on. He would just have it off. And we're like, what are you carrying it for?
Because you all told me I have to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He would turn it on to use it and then turn it off when it was over. No incoming. Right. Just outgoing.
Outgoing only.
He'd be like, no, you got to keep it on. And he's like, keep it on for what? It's like, I don't know what this thing's doing to me.
He's probably right about that.
Yeah, for sure, dude. But yeah, it was wild, you know? Being like, thinking about all the race stuff going on, too. Like, he was definitely racist, but like in an innocent way. Does that make sense? You know, like, I don't know that he was hateful, but he definitely used words.
Hateful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like being in World War II, I mean, jap this, jap that, you know, throwing that around like it's fucking... You know, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
I had a friend of mine who worked at a nursery, landscaping, not babies, nursery. And it would be a different story when you hear it if it was a baby nursery. But he was working with this guy and he was selling, they had a Japanese maple tree. And the abbreviation on the tag just for barcodes and shit said Jap Maple. And he's like, well, we have these Jap maples here. The guy goes, hey, man, Jesus Christ. Okay, this isn't your grandfather's country. And he was like, what's this? Dude, I'm just reading what the fucking thing says. I didn't put it
I didn't realize it was short for Japanese. Whoops.
The guy got so mad at him. He's like, I'm just reading the abbreviated thing on the tag here for you.
Yeah, man, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, he was a fucking... Man, dude, and now I'm playing video games every day and putting tick ups on fucking for hundreds of thousands of people. I wonder what he thinks. So I wish I could, figure that out. You know,
if there's people up there,
yeah,
they're like, you got to come see what your grandson's doing now.
He's got those tick ups on again.
Again?
Again. How old's he now? 34? He's 34? Dude, what'd you do at 34? And he's like, I had four kids. I had fucking... I built a fucking shed. Yeah. Fought in a war.
I fought fires.
34, he's doing.
Put tick cups on.
Yeah, but he's got kids now, right? Holy nope.
Nah,
he is,
no,
he barely,
does not.
He's still
he can't
a kid.
Even come. Yeah, how's he going to have kids?
He can't even come. Oh my god, he's so embarrassed.
You gotta come to have kids.
Could you imagine if he knew? Telling me my grandkid can't even ejaculate in a woman.
No, can't ejaculate at all. That's right.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh man, that is fucking classic, dude.
Yeah, Jesus man. Christ. The tit cup thing is.
Yeah, you texted me the other day. I think what you got? You got recognized.
I did. Yeah. I was walking down the street, and I usually have my headphones in. In this case, I didn't. And I hear from the distance in a car as it's like driving by, I go, "Tick cups."
As it's
Tick cups. I'm like, yeah. Do a little wave.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Your grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's getting recognized by people for it. Strangers.
Well, my parents are still alive. I wonder if they're getting any reaction. Oh, no. My mom has no idea what I do. She has no, like...
She doesn't even bother checking in?
It's not that she hasn't... It's not that she doesn't check in. She doesn't understand it.
Listen, so she, when it's I'm like, not judging.
No, no.
It's probably best.
No, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I'm not going to educate her on, like, how to watch it or anything. But she doesn't... She thinks I'm still doing radio still. She thinks it's, like, radio still, you know? She's like, which channel is it on? I'm like, it's on the internet. She's like, but it's radio. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know how to find it or anything like that. But I'd imagine, what if people went up to her and was like, your son's Tick Cups, right? She's like, what?
What?
Yeah. I can't. Tick Cups. I kind of hope that happens, actually.
Well, I remember because we did the episode of YMH. You were on before me, and I was out in the lobby watching you with the Tick Cups on again.
Yeah. So, yeah. Putting them back on. New back on. Higher grade Tick Cups.
Tick Cups. Let's take a break and tell you about our sponsor, HelloFresh. I had a chance to try HelloFresh. It is hands down my favorite meal kit delivery service. You can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh. They are America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, and it makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. Their recipes are so delicious. They offer so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. They're flexible. They fit your lifestyle. You can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. You can easily change your delivery days or your food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. So feeding the whole family is super easy with larger box sizes for more servings and more savings. You save time and stress effortlessly. HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. You're going to love it. I was cooking with my daughter. She's almost six. We're sitting there putting these meals together. The family-friendly one is honestly for picky eaters. That's the way it was explained. So I got the meat one now. And she's sitting there cooking with me, helping me out, prepping everything. I'm going to try the family one next time so she can, you know, have a little more options as well. So go to HelloFresh.com/Honeydew80 and use code Honeydew80 to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Honeydew80 and use that code Honeydew80 to get a total of $80 off. Free shipping and your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Now let's get back to the show.
I've been doing that shit forever, though. I got into that trap in radio I found where I was...
You don't mean Tick Cups, pump the brakes.
Well, just in general.
Stunts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did... the first thing that got me on the radio was getting shot with a taser.
What do you mean?
I had a police officer just shoot me with a taser in the studio. Because at first he was going to just give everyone a little stun gun. And we're like, but he's like, but if you want, I could shoot it into the back of someone with the prongs and everything, do the full ride the five of lightning. And none of them wanted to do
it. Is that
it?
Is it five seconds?
Yeah. Just, you know.
And how did he, were you standing when he did it?
Yeah. So like,
can I just tell you real quick? My cousin's, at this point, he's retired. He's been a retired cop forever. Long story short, day one, when he finally out of training and shit, he's riding with his partner, and some high speed chase happens. So they get involved. They hit a median and they roll, and he has to get his leg breaks. He's got to get pins and all this shit put in it. And they give him an office job for a couple years, and they're like, "And by the way, now you can retire with full benefits." And I was like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me! Damn. This motherfucker was a cop
one day.
He was on the force for a day, Jesus. Officially, but then worked for But he couldn't. But he's a liability on the street.
For sure,
he's
got,
You know, he can't run after people and shit. So, he told me that when they went through training, they used to tase guys standing up, but they would freeze up and they'd fall and break their jaw or their nose. So they started making them get on their knees.
Yeah.
So the fall was shorter. And that's why I wanted to
Well, the
to
way
know.
That they did it for me, well, first of all, none of the show hosts or anyone on the show wanted to do it.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm sitting there as an intern, and I was like, I'll fucking do it.
No, you volunteered? You didn't get volunteered?
Nope. I wanted to get on the air, and I was young. And so they're like, all right. So they had it so two people held my arms and then slowly lowered me to the ground. And so...
And that's the other thing that blew me away. It doesn't conduct through...
Someone else. Yeah, when they touch
you. Yeah, because we used to... When we were kids... I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, that's okay.
But this is what trips me out. When we were kids, we used to have this farm that was not far away, and it had an electric fence. And if you grab that mother, have you ever touched one?
Right, right. And then if they grab you,
as long as you grab somebody else, it goes conducts right through you.
Right.
So I wonder why. What is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's just through those prongs. I'm not a scientist. Maybe it's less. Well, I don't know. But it's these fucking needles are like little harpoons that they just go into your back.
So what do you feel? Is that painful too?
Oh yeah. And then they take them out, and they have to be like, you know, because it's like a hook, because they leave that shit so you can't run away, you know
right,
what I mean?
It's in you.
And they can keep it going, too. That's what they said to me while it was in me. They're like, you want to do another one? I'm like, no, no. And I like took them out of me finally. But
what's that feel like? Do you just...
It felt like I got struck by lightning. But the thing that got me on the radio is I didn't swear. Because if I would have cursed, they would have had to dump out of it. It would have gone away forever. And so I didn't swear. They thought I was a pro. So then, you know,
pro.
It's like, what is he going to do next kind of thing?
Grandfather would have been proud of that, though.
He was alive during that part. Oh, and he? I remember he started hearing that I was on the radio, and he used to brag about it or something. Someone told me that was nice to hear. But I don't know that he exactly heard what I was doing, because I was also then like wearing dresses and going. I went trick or treat
for the radio.
I was wearing I wore a schoolgirl outfit and went trick or treating at pedophiles' houses, and like, I swear
that's a stunt they had you do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
that's on the internet somewhere. And then
that's great.
We did. This was a contest I helped come up with called Nude with a Dude, and it worked the first time. I know you had Tommy Lee in here. It was for Motley Crue tickets, and we had two guys that we said, whoever can last in this sleeping bag the longest, two guys together naked, whoever can last the longest gets the tickets. So we'd have them rotate and stuff. We'd do little bits like a come in every 15 minutes and put porn in front of them. So, you know, then it'd be like, all right, you got to go back to front. Now you got to go front to front.
Nuh-uh.
We'd make them rotate like that.
In a sleeping bag?
In a sleeping bag.
Two strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun. Listen. I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What would you, because I would never do that for Motley Crue for
right?
any fucking
Who
tickets.
Would do it?
What would it take you? It would have to be a substantial amount
I'll
of money
you,
for me.
It's not. Unfortunately for me, it took my salary and my job. Listen, because the contest was such a hit that we did it again. And only one person showed up. So they were like, yo, we need an 8 o'clock here.
No.
So they're like, I was like, all right, I guess I'm taking the bullet. Because it was like, you know,
taking
it was
more
on
the bullet,
me.
Bro.
It was on me to have the segment full. And if that contest didn't go off, that's an empty slot. So I was like, I'll go. The guy,
what
I
was
told
the second
guy,
one for
probably another concert, Metallica maybe or something. And I told the guy, I'm like,
hold on, let's go back for a second. So how long did they last before somebody won?
The first time, it was awesome. It went like, it got to the point where it was like the end of the show. And the guy,
how long is that, like 2-3 hours?
Well, we started it around like a little before 8. The show's 4 hours, and so it went till 10, and it was getting to the end of the show, and we're like, one of you guys got to step it up here. And so the one guy just started beating off.
No.
And that's how he got the other guy to go, all right.
All right. That's right. Now that's crossing the line.
Because he was like, they were like eye to eye, and he's like in the sleeping bag. So, and I was like, touche, good. You should have did that probably an hour ago, you know? But I'm glad you waited.
Right away.
I'm glad you waited so we could have that TSL, baby, time spent listening. So when it comes up again, and we only have one person show up, I go, I got to take the fucking bullet. I told the guy, I'm like, you're going to win. Just get me past the 8:30 break. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get out. I'll give up or whatever. So I had to do Nude with a Dude. I didn't get any new money. I was getting paid dog shit, like minimum wage. Basically.
Are you still an intern at this point, or have you been hired?
Oh, no, I'm hired, but I'm getting paid nothing. Like, I got paid nothing throughout my entire... I did a lot of things for no money for radio, and now it's... You know, here I am bringing that expertise to the couch of your mom's house and putting tit cups on my body. That's child's play compared to what I did in the radio game. But I was a young buck back then, you know. Now
so
I'm
what
an old
happens?
Man.
You get in this thing with this dude. What's
yeah,
he
we
look
just
like?
Do it. Is he's he looked like a Is he looks kind of like I look now. Actually, he's got like long squirrely hair. He looked like the sidekick in remember in Ninja Turtles, the one dude who was like he had like that flat brim hat. He looked kind of like the Undertaker. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he's coming to mind, but he had like he was real mousy and like real like hey man, you know that kind of guy, and he wasn't like.
Was it like 6'5", 300 pounds?
No, it wasn't crazy. We both fit in there pretty snug. And, you know, we did the whole, like, you know.
How long were you in there for the 8:30
Probably 45 minutes.
You were in there for 45 minutes.
And it's something. I got to tell you, like, I remember the one host of the show, Shred, was like, you know, we're in a commercial break at this point, and now I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to get out of the sleeping bag, so if you want to turn around or whatever, I'm going to put my pants on. It's just a weird, like, walk of shame to put your pants back on in the radio studio.
After
and then, like,
getting out of a sleeping
bag. Yeah, and then you go do your work.
Naked with a dude, yeah, and then you're just over there emailing
then you got yeah, then you get your clipboard out. You're like, all right, well, we got an interview
our next segment. Yeah,
we got an interview at 10:45. You want me to get you the prep? You know, like... You have to go right back into work mode after that.
I
Cheryl in the office. How are you?
It's yeah, funny no, just a dude with I a interned dude. At radio in college, and I was the total opposite of you. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they would give me shit. I interned for this station. It was at the time it was 100 GRX. It was classic rock, and then it went to 100X right when I got there, and that's when it went to the 90s, like Bush and Candlebox, yeah. And that kind of rock. And at the time, Nirvana, Alt. All that, and they were big. All right, we're going to this Candlebox concert tonight. You have
Candlebox.
You have to hand out all. There's a picture of me somewhere with the band of Candlebox out there. It exists somewhere on social media.
Left me far behind.
And they were like, you got to give these bumper stickers out and shit. And then you have the credentials coming through the back. You can watch the show or whatever. And I would go, okay. And then they would leave and I'd wait 5 minutes. I'd go over to a dumpster. I'd throw every bumper sticker right in the fucking dumpster. And then I would come through the front door and stay on. And then I'd eventually be like, you got rid of them? I'm like, yep, I got rid of them.
I used to, out of just pure love of the game, used to go to competing radio station events and put bumper stickers, like, not like, you know, not the sticker on the car, but I'd put them in the windshield of like every car in the parking lot.
That's good.
Of them.
Yeah.
But just like, to be that kid or whatever and be like, see, I love it here. You know, you're going to give me a real job someday, right? And then they're like, no, we're going to keep taking advantage of you.
While you keep doing this shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, and plus, I was, like I said, I was a young kid, so I was hungry or whatever.
Well, they asked me to get into, this is where it ended for me. This is how crazy it got. And I was like, I ain't doing that. So at the end of the year, they again switch to a froggy country. There were these froggy FM country stations the U.S.
Yeah, it's like a thing they kept copying over and over again.
Yeah, and I had already gotten my credits that I needed and everything, so I was just done.
Yeah.
And I'm just about, and they're like, hey, so we've got this event today. You're going to be, and it's like summer. It's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to be, we need you to dress up in this froggy costume. And I was like, nope. They're like, what do you mean no? I was like, I'm done. My internship's done. This is free. I got my credits. It's a wrap. Like, no, you can't. I go, oh yeah, I can't. And I just hung up. Yeah. Fucking now I wouldn't get into froggy fucking suit.
It's weird where waving. I drew the line on stuff like that. I wouldn't get into suits like that, but I would be like, let's do the sleeping
naked
bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck man. The mascot
we
suit
used to
where
have,
I'm
like,
fully
listeners.
Clothed by myself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least I'm seen on the one. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I would draw the line. I swam with a snapping turtle. All
did it bite you?
Shit. It did a little bit.
Dude, those things can
me.
Like.
I know. It could have taken my fucking arm off.
Yeah, dude. Easily.
And I didn't know that. We didn't know enough about snapping turtles until after. We like.
Dude, that's a dinosaur.
I remember we were like. I was like on the way home and a guy calls me from the office. He's like. Doing a little Googling here on snapping turtles.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, you're lucky you got out of it. He goes, if it would have latched onto you and we would have chopped its head off, it still would have been latched onto you. He's like, they like stay on you. That. He's like, I don't know how we would have gotten it off. We would have had to like take you to somewhere to like get it off of you. Because it's like, if it clamps on and you chop its head off, It does not stop
the clamp
clamping.
Stays, the jaw does
I think
stays.
It like lasts like 10 years or something. I don't know,
holy
but it's like
shit.
Prehistoric.
Yeah, they're monsters. You could ride some of those things, get huge.
Dude, this thing was the size of a like a garbage can lid.
Yes.
Like his shell.
Yep.
And it fucking...
Like two-hand hold, you have to hold it like this. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And it just didn't...
It bit you where?
It didn't get me. Like, it just was like... It got near me, and I was like, that was enough. And it, like, scraped me.
Where were you? Were you in a
pond? It was in the guy's pond that he told us he had him. So, like, we just went there. And the guy, I told the guy he had a gun. I told the guy, no matter what happens, fire that gun. It'll sound awesome on the radio, even if the turtle doesn't come near me. Just pretend, you know? So when I go, holy shit, it almost bit me. He starts firing the gun. Like, I was like, I didn't realize it was that close to me. And so I'm on the air and I'm like, oh shit, it just like almost got me there. And the guy just goes, goosh, goosh. And they're like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like,
they're back.
They hear gunfire. They're like, what the? And I knew it would sound cool. But they were like, and then they just hung, like, the guy just like put me on hold. Like, the one Reagan, like, just put me on hold. He was like, hey, they're shooting guns. I'm not going to keep them on the air. So, like, it was an interesting moment. But, yeah, I did all kinds of dumb shit like that. And here we are today, using it to my advantage for the plenty of people. I'm going to put my dick in a dick cage next.
You're going to do that?
Well, Christina bought it. So
she
I think
did.
I have to.
We were talking about it on that episode. And I was like, God, you know, yeah. What is the whole point is to punish you so that you don't get erect. But if you do.
Well, it's like you put your soft dick in it and then it tortures you by like then if you. You know, they do things to you. I think this is what happens in the BDSM world. It's so that if you get an erection, obviously it hurts because it's in a fucking cage.
Yeah.
And so you're supposed to not get one despite what they're doing to you. So I think that's the game that's going to be played is I'm going to put it on and then they're going to get a woman see if she can turn me on. But I don't think I'll be able to. I don't think I'll be able to get hard with all those eyes on me. You know what I mean? With Tom and Christina there, I don't think I'll be able to get hard regardless of what she could be like blowing me and I don't think I'll be able to get hard. You know what I mean?
I can't. God damn. You should have a split screen of your grandfather and have him looking down on you doing that.
Gets
in the video.
Worse.
Like, Jesus
Christ. You're only getting older, kid.
You gotta see this shit.
So I don't know. Tom has a secret weapon, lady-wise, that he says he's going to bring in. And we'll see.
A secret weapon.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see this shit.
I'm glad it doesn't have, because I noticed some mods of these cages have like a thing that goes in your urethra.
No. Oh, God. I just closed my leg.
I prayed. I like asked Christine. I'm like, it's not the one with the urethra thing, right? And she's like, I don't know. And then I like went and looked. Thank God it's not.
I mean, would you have done it if it was?
I don't think so. I don't think I could have handled that.
Nothing's going up my dick hole.
No, I've
not
had
for any stunt.
I think I told that on this podcast before, but I had a thing in my urethra, a scope for you know, I thought I had a blockage or something as a little kid, and they put a scope up there, camera, and it fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. I still remember it vividly, and I was, like, 5.
I worked with a girl one time when I was writing back in the day, and it's so funny, because another one of my friends, recently we got together, a friend of ours...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Passed from cancer, and we all got together to hang out and see one another and celebrate him. And she said, we still are in communication, but she's like, I'll never forget that one time so-and-so told you about that dude. And this guy, that this girl was dating was into it. Oh, it's hard to even say, but he would have her grow the pinky coke nail.
Oh, yeah.
And then dig it in his urethra, oh, put it up God. His fucking dick hole, and then carve it. And I'm, while she's sitting there, I'm just going, oh my God. And she's like, I just remember how upset that made you. I'm like, it's upsetting me that you're bringing it up yeah. right now. Like, why are you?
That's rough.
I mean, hey, man, there's people into whatever. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that one's, I can't.
That might be a good idea, by the way, to do before the dick cage experiment is for me to do coke before, because then I definitely won't get hard.
Oh, there you go.
That'd do a be bunch the easy. Of blow.
Why'd you die on the goddamn show?
No, all I need is a few bumps and my dick will be like, peace out, bro. My dick is like, a couple bumps in, my dick's like, well, I'm retired forever. I feel like my dick... I mean, I don't know. Have you ever done coke?
Your grandfather's like, I used to do coke before I flew planes, for Christ.
I still get hard every time. Yeah.
No.
You've never done coke, eh?
No, I'm not. I've done a few drugs. I've talked about it. It's not, I've done shrooms a couple times. I've never fucked with acid. I've never fucked with coke. I've never fucked with, as I pour my water.
Yeah, coke isn't a thing that I like. I always say, like, I don't do coke, but I'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, if it's around. So I've never, like, been, it's not like a penchant of mine because I don't like upper things. But
right, that's exactly me. I'm weed.
But, you know, I like, when girls have coke and they want to do it, I'm yeah. like, I know where this is going. So
I mean, wherever it goes or not, I've dated tons of girls that do cocaine right. and have done cocaine in front, whatever.
But the unfortunate thing. Part is I've gotten older is I've noticed that when you do it, even minutely, my fucking dick is just, it couldn't be in a worse state.
Well, then you're totally convincing me not to ever do
No, of cocaine. Course. That's what I said. I'm like, if you would have gone to my high school in DARE, program or whatever, anti-drug stuff, if you would have just said to me, like, you do coke, your dick's gonna look like the saddest thing you've ever seen. It's gonna crawl up in your body. It's gonna
crawl
look
up in your body.
You want to embarrass yourself in front of a woman, do coke, and then show her your fucking dick. That's what they should tell you in DARE to keep you off of it.
You think, know? this guy here in this tick cups or something,
yeah,
do cocaine.
Yeah,
dude, I remember we had I've told this before a long time ago, but we had a DARE officer come in, you know, and they passed around this little tray, this box with like what drugs look like in it, and it fucking went back up and it had an extra joint on it. So I threw one on it.
That's hilarious.
That's always my favorite. That motherfucking cop got one back, like, hey, man.
Hey, this wasn't this isn't an amnesty box. I always wondered if those things were real when they brought them in.
They weren't the ones we got.
Yeah.
We had a guy, I'll never forget this, Maryland State Trooper told this story about, I mean, I wonder if it was true because he looked fine, but he told the story about how he was hit by a drunk driver and he was so close to death that they told him, look, we can't put you under or you won't make it. And we have to perform surgery with no anesthesia. This is what he told us. And it was like peeling his face, like brutal shit. You know what I mean? And we're like, Jesus Christ, this is the stuff they're coming in. They used to take a car from, they would say it was a drunk driving accident. You don't know if it really was, but any car that had been mangled.
Yeah.
And they would just throw it right on the front of the high school lawn. And they would say, this is what happens when you drink and drive, you know, try to scare kids.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, kids are riding by throwing beer bottles. Yeah, at yeah, there. Yeah. You know, kids are fucking stupid, you know, just stupid.
That's crazy. Yeah, we never had anything like that. It was in the 90s, it was a little more sensitive, I think. You know, we didn't watch like Red Concrete or whatever that video was where they'd show that video of just like brutal car accidents, drunk driving car accidents. None of that. None of that kind of shit. My mom used to tell us, when we were little kids, really fucked up stories, though, about trying to, like, scare us straight almost. But she would get, like, I feel like my mom got off on talking about morbid shit, you know, because I remember, like, her just telling us a story, like, oh, yeah, Karen and her husband were riding along the road, and a deer came out and just jumped hoof first through the windshield, and then it got scared, so it started flailing, and it smashed both their heads in. And they died. And my mom, and we're like six. We're like, wow, that's fucking crazy. And my mom's just like nonchalantly telling this story to us, like at the dinner table. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it just painted this vivid image in my brain that I've never just been able to shake. Just like, imagine like everyone's kind of like, you're in a car accident with a deer jumping through the windshield. And then like, you kind of come to, and then the deer comes to, and it's like, and then you just get your fucking head bashed in. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
your arm nice would have been ripped off by a snapping turtle, though.
Right? That's true. Again, we didn't know.
What other shit did you do? Do you remember any other? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now if I have to, now, here's how badly I don't want to do that. But if I have a choice between nude with a dude or snapping turtle, I'm definitely getting in a sleeping bag naked.
No, the snapping turtle is probably the most dangerous. That's,
you might as well get in the water with a fucking crocodile.
We did not know the level of which we thought, you know, it hurt if it bit me like a fucking turtle, you know, like, but the further reading that we did, once the bit was underway.
Further reading.
There was, yeah.
No one did any research.
We did it. We just went into it. And I remember, like, I remember riding out there and having the radio on and hearing them go, like, huh, it says here that they can really clamp on for a long time. And I'm like, are they?
It looks like a decade.
I'm riding out there. I'm like, is this part of the bit? You know, like, I'm asking them, like, do you think that's true? And then, yeah, they, we came back and we're like, that could have been bad. There was some, I mean, listeners, eventually I tried to, like, point the contest I would come up with to the listener, because we would have listeners do a bunch of dumb shit.
And, what kind of legal shit are you having them sign?
Well, this is what's amazing about it. Before a certain point, remember there was a contest in Seattle where a woman died because she like was drinking too much water?
No.
Well, it was a contest that we used to do also. You know, these contests and shit, they get recycled and they're not exactly, you know, brain surgery. So, you know, you kind of retread some things. We used to do one called Don't Break the Seal, where it would be like, we'd get a coffee sponsor to bring in a bunch of coffee. People would drink it, and the first person to pee is out, so the last person wins. The Seattle station did a contest called Wii for Wii, and it was like when the Wii gaming system first came out. And the last person who didn't take a piss after drinking water would win it. And this woman got water poisoning and died.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So she just held it so long? No one did until this happened.
Yeah, and drank so much. She was so super hydrated that apparently you can drink too much water and die. Yeah. So she died. That put an end nationwide to any listener contest, because we would have them come in and sign this shitty little waiver. But they could have, if they died, that waiver doesn't mean shit. We had one time, this one was for Metallica tickets. We used to do lick it for tickets was like a common thing. We'd have people lick toilets. We'd have people lick urinal cakes. So we put this really ridiculous hot sauce on a plate and like spread it out on a plate, and everyone had to clean their plate. And after we had them eat, lick doorknobs, toilets. Could you imagine in fucking coronavirus days?
Yeah, right.
But like, so there we had them lick all
anything,
this stuff.
And then the toilet?
And then the hot sauce, though, was the thing that they did it, and these people like were like, call 911. So we had to call like ambulances and shit. And it, all of a sudden the news shows up and they're
multiple ambulances. Your grandfather's rolling up. Like, yes. What the fuck are you doing?
But it was great. I mean, like, I was scared we were all gonna get fired, but then it was like, it was great because then it got us on the news and shit, and like there's our hosts like in the lobby going like, yeah, you know, we had a contest go a little awry, you know, that kind of thing. I remember the scariest one though, that didn't come off as scary on the air, it just was scary for me, was we had guys do like almost like a polar plunge. It was, you know, the middle of winter, and it was like you have to swim to this and back in some part of the river. And I go like, it's just me out there with these guys. And so I'm thinking like, all of a sudden I see the guy like struggling when he's at the halfway point, and he's like, I don't know if I can make it back. And I'm like, you gotta. I go, because I can't come out there and save you, and I'm the only one here.
You got
it. Yeah, and he just was like, and he made, I remember him getting out of the water and me going like, whew, and I took him back. It was for like Bills versus Vikings tickets in like 2006, you know, when the Bills were dog shit. Like, this guy probably could have gotten like hypothermia or died or whatever, and I'm thinking like, good God, man, like, I can't believe I skated out of that one. You know, who knows what could have happened if that guy just drowned out there.
The shit people will do for, like, when you really break it down, if you can step outside of it for a second, go, all right, if I were to die, what's a Wii cost? Is my life $300?
Yeah, exactly. $300?
Is my life worth, what are the tickets you're
it
giving
It was another
away?
Time.
Some upper
it's,
fucking deck shit? It,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, this wasn't getting, backstage right. passes.
You ain't meeting the bills.
You're getting fucking comp tickets, bro.
These are just for the tailgate.
Yeah. It's wild. That, I don't think that should exist anymore, though. I mean, not like I think if radio tried to do shit like that, I mean, you can probably barely get people to call into a radio.
What's radio?
Station. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like,
I love that the conversation is switching. It used to be, what's podcast? Like a radio show?
Nah, oh, me too.
I'm like, what's radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I mean, I still have friends in the business, and I know a lot of them, you know, through this whole coronavirus thing, a lot of them furloughed, lost their jobs, and because radio's always looking for an excuse to fucking cut down. And it's nice to work in a the same type of medium, kind of, and have it be expanding as opposed to constantly reducing, because that's what would happen to me. I'd get a new job or a new job title heaped on me, and I would never get a raise, and they would just take the money from that job and keep it for the corporation, you know? And eventually I stopped even just trying. It was just, I would show up when I want. I would leave when I want. It got bad. And so thankfully I got to move out here because it was coming to an end, whether they were going to fire me or
you were going to die
or I was just going to kill myself. Yeah. So I, you know, I wasn't doing that bullshit by the end either because it wasn't worth it. You know, I thought it would lead to glory and, you know, a show and stuff, and that window was closed. You know, they weren't going to make a new morning show with me ever, you know? So, yeah. Here I am, baby.
Why don't
Tick
you do your own
up.
Podcast? Why don't
I
you?
Will be.
I was going to say, you're happening. So in the fucking... I mean, even going back to radio days, you're so embedded in it.
No, for sure.
Is, you know.
And I've done...
You are going to be doing one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that or what, but I think it was just a matter of figuring out what that's going to be, so...
Can you talk about it or not yet?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I can just say that it's in the works, you know? So, I don't know what it's going to be quite yet either.
But. I can't wait to see what your grandfather thinks of it. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I can't admit. I mean, I'm already, there's nothing else, I guess. I mean, when I wake up every morning and I take off my shirt to do my shoulder hair porn for a few people, I mean, and God bless you for booking the cameos. You're saving my bacon out there. But it is a little piece of me dies inside.
Yeah.
Each and every one.
Well,
that goes.
You mentioned Tom and Christina having your place cleaned, and it really fucked with you a little bit.
Yeah.
Why? How? What happened?
I mean, it didn't fuck with me in terms of, like, I'm glad I got it done and I made that step because it was bad and it was like a prison that I put myself in. And I just couldn't get over it. And
telling us that, bro.
Yeah, it was, dog. And so I fucking, once it was cleaned, I felt relief in that. But then, you know, showing it to people and like knowing like...
Showing the video of it being cleaned?
Well, just showing how bad it got to people was embarrassing.
Did you have people come over though?
No, never.
Never? You never had visitors?
Never once. I mean, not during that time.
Right.
When it was bad. I had it before, prior. I mean, because I've even some girls like that have been in my place like hit me up and they're like, man, it got bad, huh? Because they had been in there before. And it was normal. And I was like, yeah, you know. And just it was weird, like, you know, having, because there were some people that reached out and were like super nice about it. But then there were some people who I definitely could tell it turned like I no longer have any sort of authority with them. You know what I mean? Because it's like if I say anything, try to make a statement on anything, it's like, well, what the fuck do you know? Look at how shitty your life is. You know what I'm saying? So there was like that element of it that kind of fucked with me a little bit. But you know, the outpouring of positivity has been greater. So, you know, there's that. But, you know, you see one comment, you're like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just the
like,
guy that's got 9 followers and shit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And then, like, you know, through coronavirus.
But the slew of positivity.
I was doing so good at ignoring all that shit. But coronavirus, like, makes you just bored. And you're just looking at Twitter constantly. And
I'll just read one more.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just read one more. I shouldn't have read one more. Yeah. I shouldn't have read that.
Why'd I read
that one's going to fuck with me for 3 months.
It's like gambling and you're just down.
Yeah,
and you're like, I got to put in another bet. Try and get back up.
I don't know how you feel. Like, I try once a year. I'm not saying you're not or anything. I'm just telling you the type of person I am. I'm super clean. Annie and Ash will tell you. I like shit clean, organized. Like, I'm a bit OCD with that kind of stuff. But I also, once a year, I'll try to go through shit in my place and just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, if I haven't used it, don't need it, I'm like, it's whatever. Right. It's gone, you know?
No, that's proactive. That's the thing I'm learning that I have to deal with.
The reason that it's good, and I really believe this and I've seen it happen, is because once you physically and literally move shit out of your space, you now open up space mm-hmm. for new things to come in. You want those to be, obviously, positive and good things, but
of course
you got to get rid of some shit.
I'm
not talking about suits and stuff that you might wear once or two times a year, of course, but I mean, you know, I've had a tent in my fucking storage. It's moved with me since 1997. I just gave it to a friend of mine so she and her daughter can fucking have it. I'm like, you might want to air it out, but it's money.
I've never had a problem with it. Every time I've moved, I've shed. So when I moved here, I came here with two suitcases. That's it. And now I've got some furniture and stuff like that. But I was never messy and like my kitchen's clean, my fucking living room's clean, like, because I share those with a roommate. So it's like, I'm never messy in public areas.
Yeah.
It's just when I would like go into my own shit, it would be like, that's where I would just like let it go, you know? And it's just weird how it accumulated. And I didn't even notice it until it was like really bad. And then I was like talking to Dr. Drew about it. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm like a hoarder, maybe. I don't know. Am I? I'm like, I'm not like, I don't have things, but I definitely like am too depressed to clean my room, you know? So yeah, it was a relief. And now I just have a person come over every other week and clean it. It's once I could get through that first step, it's easy now. You know what I'm saying? Like, to maintain.
Yeah, it's easy to stay on top of shit. And then once it gets a little too far out, boom. I do it like once a month, maybe actually even a little longer.
For a woman to come do it, or a man?
Someone.
I don't know why.
No, it is the lady that comes and cleans my place. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I hired somebody. I'm like, every other week, you know, it's a couple bucks and it just gets it keeps it out of my brain. You know what I mean? So I figure that's how I'll just keep
it. Like, there's little scuff marks on the doors coming in from people moving shit in and stuff. And I see it and I'm like, I got to paint over that. And I'm like, why?
Yeah,
I'm trying to let it go. Like, why? That shit's not on camera.
That's the beauty of me being blind, is missing those things. I really don't see those things anymore. Yeah. I said that to Drew. I'm like, you know what happens when I see the mess? I go, where? I don't have it anymore.
What fucking mess?
Yeah, exactly.
If I don't smell it, it ain't a problem.
That's like, I've never seen like a spider in the shower or anything like that. And I always hear stories about that. Like, oh my God, a spider in the shower and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm blessed with the taking off my eyes every day when I go in the shower, so I never see any of that. I never see, like, I remember I went to meet a girl at like a hotel and there was a roach in it, and she was like so freaked out. I was like, I would have never seen that fucking roach if you didn't point it out.
Are you talking about RPCs?
I went in there.
Any of those until fans were pointing it out.
Until the HD camera. I'm like, oh man, there were just bugs crawling around the whole time. Weird. Didn't pick up on that. I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad.
So did they ever, I was going to ask you if they ever replaced you at the radio station with another, you know,
they did
you,
but
then the shit started to go away because all the people started fucking up so much.
They did give somebody my gig, but I don't know how much of the same stuff he's doing or whatever. I mean, by the end, I was doing a lot of different kind of things, so I don't know what they gave him or whatever. I'm sure they didn't even pay him as much as they were paying me, you know? They love to fuck everyone over. So my buddy today, he's been at the same station, running the same station for 15 years in Des Moines, and he just got let go like in three sentences in an email. It's crazy. Just fucking heartless.
After,
you know,
15 years.
After putting his heart and soul into this fucking place for 15 years.
It's one of the things I dislike the least about our business's morning radio. I know it used to be huge, and I mean, but getting up at fucking 4:30 or 5 o'clock to talk to some people that do that shit regularly and try to be funny and energetic and all that, and they're always in a small little closet in some weird office building, and you're walking the hallways and there's nine other stations going on in there at the same fucking time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being on the other side of that and then doing comedy, and like, I remember when Tom came in and did our show, like twice he did it.
That's how you met the first time?
I met Tom doing a weekend with him at Helium. But then, you know, every time I'd work a weekend, the headliner would wake up the next day, come do morning radio, be all tired. I'd have been there for 3 hours already. Right, yeah. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You want any walk coffee? You know, like that's, they're like, what are you doing here? So yeah, I did. He did come in, and I have a, there's like, if you go to like the bottom of my Instagram to like 2013 or something, I used to take a picture of every comic that would come in and post it or whatever. And there's like a picture of Tom just standing there. You could tell he like does not want to be there. You know,
nobody wants to
did. Yeah. And I used to like, our show was great because we understood that and we try to make, you know, everyone comfortable or whatever. But now I go in and do morning radio, and it's like the opposite. I'm like, I can't fucking wait to see what hacks are up in this.
Yeah.
Piece,
you know I mean? Bet for you. Yeah. It's like for exciting. Me, I'm like, so I once heard, I want to say it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Was Doug Benson that I might have that wrong, but who asked his audience one night, how many people were here because you heard me on the radio? And no one raised their hands. And he was like, well, fuck it then. We're done with that.
Yeah.
What are we doing that for? And I did a, I won't say the venue, but I did a show not too long ago. And I asked the same question. And it was one lady who brought her husband. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're getting up at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning. We're all spending our time and effort to get two people.
Some of the, depends on the show too. Like they'll put you on a show that doesn't even make sense. It's like, you know, the people that are listening to this don't want to hear what I have to say. You know what I mean? So some of them do make sense. Like we were a comedy show. It made sense to have the comics.
Like a Kevin
on.
And Bean. But even, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Course,
that's exactly
Big
what
boy. You
that's
know,
exactly those, what Shred and Reagan yeah. was. And so I think you've done it actually. And, you know, they would take it by phone, too, if the guys didn't want to get up and
I think I did
in.
When I was doing my album. I might have done a phoner for them. Yeah, well, I totally did. Yeah,
yeah
we
yeah.
talked about you. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, we would recognize that. And plus, you know, I was a comic also, so I knew these people.
But here's the thing. I'm down to do a phoner.
Sure.
At my, you know, whenever I can, then play it whenever the fuck you want. Play
exactly.
it at 5:30.
That's what
I'll
we would
sleeping.
Do. We would tape a bunch of phoner. Like, that's eventually what it ended up becoming. And that got boring, to be honest, to like just,
I
you know, you tape
that.
Set interviews in the afternoon, and then the next day you're just showing up to like run a tape. You know what I mean? And then you're just sitting there while it plays. So, you know, it's just a weird, I loved doing it so much when I first started. And then it just jaded me like you wouldn't believe, dude. And it dug me into the ground, and I was like, I thought I was done. Like, I'm 31 years old at this point, and I'm, it's not like things are getting better. They're only getting worse. And then thankfully I got to come out here and do this. So right at that moment, it was like a parachute, you know, opening up finally. So
that's the thing I love about comedy too, is, you know, after all these years, I'm still not jaded by, I'm, you know, a little bit of course, but not jaded enough to not, to hate it, not want to do it.
No, I don't think I could get jaded
coming
on
in, you know, I'm always catching new shit online now. And I'm like, oh fuck, that dude's funny. That lady's funny. This
no,
show's funny.
That's exactly true. And like the thing about radio that makes you jaded is just the corporate structure of it that beats you down and makes you not feel any sort of value. You know, that in comedy, it doesn't exist. You get the value out of what you do. So it's completely different. And that's what I was doing. I was doing comedy and radio, and the radio was suffering because I was out every night or on the road on the weekends and then coming back and just mailing it in, essentially. Because I just didn't, I never, even when I was doing my best or hardest, I wasn't getting any rewards from that.
Whereas, if you got offered a morning radio gig now, would you take it?
Fuck no. Fuck no. Unless it was like a like crazy amount of money, which it would never be. You know what I mean? I don't even think they give out six-figure salaries anymore.
I was gonna say not for radio. Terrestrial radio,
not unless it's massively syndicated. I mean, or you're Nick Cannon or something and you're doing that shit. But yeah, I mean, like, fucking Kevin and Beam just got fired out of the, I guarantee whatever they put on in that spot, it's going to be for as cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be dog shit. And the guy will probably have 9 jobs. Probably be also be like the more the music director, the fucking production director. You know what I mean? So, yeah, dude, I remember when I first came here too, someone was like, well, why don't you try to get a radio job just to like bridge the gap or whatever? And I was like, they're not even going to hire me. I would get a job as a production director and I would make minimum wage probably to like run an entire cluster's worth of commercials. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like not worth the squeeze, you know? Might as well go get a job at the fucking, you know, well, it's do also, a civil service test or some shit.
It's a very telling decision because, as we all know, this fucking business, comedy, it's, there's no stability here. It can be gone at any moment for any reason, you know, all of it. And
look at the fucking virus, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. A pandemic hits the world and there goes comedy. And that's not even something any of us were ever fucking even thrown into an equation of shit. So I'm thinking earthquakes were ruined shit physically and literally before a virus shuts us all fucking. Oh, like the Comedy Store got crushed in the major earthquake we had. You know what I mean? Like that
landslide.
Yeah, that was more realistic to me than a pandemic.
Or some Saudis bought it.
Yeah. And they're gonna... That's a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's a club.
Yeah, that was. But
that was way more realistic. You know, and then boom, the thing you think that's never going to happen happens. So exactly. For you to take the leap out of radio into comedy is very telling about what
there was nowhere to go. Like. There was nowhere to go. I remember when I came out here and I got an office job I talked about on here that one time where I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember being kind of relieved going like, hey, I can still get a job in an office. Holy shit. I thought that was well, you know, my resume is fucking nude with a dude and fucking... Yeah. You know what I mean?
Second place, too.
Yeah. Didn't even win that shit.
Didn't even win it.
I bet I could have won if I was really in the contest and it wasn't a wink and a nod. I could have got him out of there. I would have started, you know, I would have used the other guy's tactic, started jerking off inside the sleeping bag. So how much money would it take for you to do nude with a dude?
For how long? How long do I have to be in there?
Well, you'd have to, the contest is how long, it's really contingent on
how long he's going to be in there.
Well, what are you going to do to get him out of there?
And is he allowed to do whatever he wants in that bag?
Both of you can do whatever you want.
That's going to be a six figure. That's going to be a six figure payday for Ryan Sigler.
Yeah,
so it ain't going to happen.
I mean, that's a knife fight. You know what I mean?
If anybody out there's got some money, wants to put up $250,000, I'll get in a sleeping bag with a dude naked and I'll promise you it'll get out before I get out.
I made $350 a week.
A week before tag. Yeah. Holy shit.
But hey, I was the one coming up with it. I was like, let's do nude, you know. So
well,
the onus is on me. And now we're here. We've graduated to tit cups. Dick cage on the way.
Please, can we talk about the dick cage when it happens?
I want to see
it. I want to hear all about
it. I mean, you're going to get the whole fucking kit and caboodle.
I can't wait.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to... It's just going to be like me going like, ow, ow, ow. I don't know what the culmination... Say I do get an erection. It's going to just hurt. I'd imagine the constraints would keep my erection down, you know?
I don't know. It's one of those, like, you're telling your kids, don't do drugs, and they're going to go do drugs. And if I'm telling myself the whole time, don't get hard.
Don't get hard.
I'm probably going to get hard.
But even with the cameras and the lights and Tom and
that
Christina.
That may.
You know what I mean?
And it's also, Christina keeps it cold in there, too.
Yeah. No. Christina likes it warm, but we keep it cold. She has her little heater. But So I mean, I feel like I won't get an erection, and it won't hurt, and it'll just be, you know, it'll be like when I can breeze through.
Well, look, I know we got to get you out of here. You're going down to San Diego to do some shows. First show since the lockdown.
Pretty much. I did a show for a Black Lives Matter benefit, and it was on Zoom, but there were people. It was at a facility, like at a actual venue. And there were people there, so that felt kind of like doing an open
mic. In the audience also, as well as Zoom?
Yeah, so there were like 10 people there, but... So I have that set, but this is my first time doing a substantial amount of time.
In front of a live audience, right? There's people in this.
Of course, yeah.
Was it 50 people or 50%?
I don't know. I don't know the parameters. Confusing. I know that they're limited capacity.
Yeah.
But it's free.
Well, I'm so glad you came on, dude. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, plug all your social media.
Twitter is @J_Potter. Instagram is @Josh_Potter. Subscribe to my Twitch. Watch me play fake sports. I'm going to buy the fucking Saber soon because I'm sick of what
I'm sick of
what Terry Pegula is doing with the Sabres. I got to save them. I don't know anything about hockey contracts, but you can watch me navigate the waters, and I guarantee I do better than fucking Terry Pegula. I'm already built a dynasty with the Bills, so subscribe. Watch all the sports since we don't have them on regular TV. And then if you want shoulder hair porn, you can hit me up on Cameo. Cameo.com/Josh_Potter.
Now, tit cups are exclusively to YMH, correct?
People have requested tit cups, but they might. It's, you know what? It is so painful, and it is like those things, to take them all home and stuff, they're at the studio. It's such an undertaking. I've kept them off my platform.
And your tits.
Yeah, and my tits. But for, you know, if you have a crazy offer, I might
Let's talk about it right now, real quick. What's the offer?
I need a G.
A grand, and what do they get for a grand? If I'm giving
you'll get $5
right now.
You'll get 5 minutes of tit cups.
They stay on?
I'll do my best. I'll put them on and off if I have to. But honest to God, these fucking things, dude.
It looks like they
are. You cannot keep them. I mean, I was trying to do that bit where I don't know if you saw, I did that video. You know, all the actors in black and white, Aaron Paul's like, I take responsibility.
Yeah, I take responsibility.
Yeah, like, it was like, wow, thanks, Pinkman. But I fucking did that video where I put them on for that. Just to say my lines, I couldn't even keep them on to say the lines.
Because it's that painful.
That painful. I'd have to take breaks between the lines because they're so, I don't know if I had them.
Well, y'all heard really a grand for Josh Potter to do tit cups for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll do Nude with a Dude for free again.
All right, brother. Thank you for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me,
dude. I appreciate it. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.